our prayers for others, we have our usual response. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, please feel free to respond. Hear our prayer. Father, you give wisdom to all who ask in faith. And we pray for world leaders, for our Queen and her ministers, and for our parliaments, that they might be given wisdom, that they might act justly and wisely for good. We pray as well for the situation in the Bahamas in the aftermath of the hurricane, which has brought devastation to many. Please give wisdom to those in positions of authority and to those in non-governmental organizations whose task is to sort this out. Bring your mercy as well to the situation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you shatter the spear and you break the bow. We pray for the millions of people threatened by violence, especially in Burundi, where violence is escalating ahead of elections in early 2020. We pray for your hand of peace to rest over the country. We pray for fair, democratic elections and wise, just leadership. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you are our teacher and our guide. And we pray for young people and mature students coming back to university at this time, and for children already at school or in nurseries, and for all who teach and mentor others. Help them to make the most of their opportunities and to have support when they need it. Be at work in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you are the one who sets people free. And we pray for those who are still held prisoner by the continuing legacy of slavery in its modern forms. Change minds and hearts on this issue and on many other issues besides. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty Father, increase our faith. Help us to trust that you are always near to hear and answer the prayers that we make. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.